理课堂听 class.com。
Page 44.
The Visitor. The strange late night visitor wasn't just trying to get out of the rain. What did he really want? Rap, rap, rap. The knock on the front door startled us. It was late Friday night, and the darkness hung heavily outside our living room window. My mom, my two older sisters, and I had just settled down to watch TV. Rap, rap, rap. The knock on the door came again. My sisters and I looked at each other. There was something unsettling about this late night visit. We lived in the country, far from any other homes. So when someone came to our house, we usually heard a car first. We hadn't heard anything before the knock. I wish Dad were here, I thought to myself. He was working the night shift and wouldn't be home for several hours. My mother cautiously opened the front door. A tall, middle-aged man stood on our porch. He looked like he hadn't had a bath in days. The stranger asked if he could stand under the edge of our roof until it stopped raining. My mother never really said yes or no. But the man thanked her and took up his position under the eaves. When we looked out a little while later, he was gone. That's when I began hearing the noises. "Did you hear that?" I asked nervously. My mother and sisters laughed at me. As the youngest child, I was always worried about something. They thought my imagination was running wild. Again. But then the noises came once more, this time louder. We heard footsteps and creaking boards in the attic above us. "Who's up there?" my mother whispered. My whole body stiffened. Was the stranger inside our house, I wondered? He must have entered the attic through the garage. From the attic, he could easily get into the main part of our house through a door in my parents' bedroom. In my mind's eye, I could see the stranger now pushing his way through that door. My mom grabbed one of my father's hunting rifles. We hoped the gun would be enough to scare the man away if he tried to get in. We called our nearest neighbor, and he dashed over as quickly as he could. He searched the attic, but didn't find the stranger. Then he circled the outside of the house. Again, the man was nowhere to be found. Finally, our neighbor decided to take one last look in the garage. As he walked around the front of our car, he jumped in surprise. The man was lying down underneath the car. "What do you think you're doing?" our neighbor demanded. "The nice lady said I could come in out of the rain," the man replied. Our neighbor made it clear that the nice lady had not given him permission to enter our house. He ordered the man to get off our property immediately. After the man disappeared, my mother said, "Do you know what's really strange about all this?" "What?" I replied. But I wasn't sure I wanted to hear her answer. "It hasn't rained all evening." Our neighbor urged us to go stay at a friend's house until my father came home. Quickly, we all piled into the car. I felt relief as we headed down the lane away from the house. But when we pulled onto the main road, the man was standing right in the middle of the road, blocking our way. He just stared at us, and his cold stare sent chills down my spine. He didn't wave or even step aside. We had to swerve to miss him. We didn't return to the house until we knew my father was home. That night, my sisters and I pushed our beds together and huddled closely. The man's cold stare haunted me, but except in my dreams, I never saw the stranger again.
Talk about it. If you heard strange noises in your house late at night, what would you do? It's good to help strangers, but sometimes it may not be safe to help someone you don't know. How can you help a stranger without putting yourself at risk? Explain. Key points. Late one night, a stranger knocked on Vicky's door. He asked if he could stand under the eaves of her house until it stopped raining. Vicky's neighbor came over and found the man lying underneath the car in the garage. The neighbor told the man to go away. The stranger's visit frightened Vicky, but she never saw him again.
Startle. A loud noise startled everyone in the building. Unsettling. Everyone had an unsettling feeling that something terrible was going to happen. Shift. My mom works the day shift at the hospital, so she can spend time with us in the evenings. Cautiously. Vicky cautiously backed the car out of the garage, watching for traffic on both sides. Eaves. The eaves on this house hang about 1 foot past the outside walls. Run wild. When I heard my dad was in an accident, my thoughts ran wild with what could have happened. Creak. The wooden floor creaked when Tom walked across it. In one's mind's eye. As I read the fairy tale, in my mind's eye, I could see the princess in her magical kingdom. Rifle. The hunter shot the deer with a rifle. Dash. I must dash. I need to be home in 20 minutes. Nowhere to be found. I looked all over the house for my watch, but it was nowhere to be found. Make it clear. The mother's angry expression made it clear she was not happy with her children's behavior. Property. Besides his large house in town, Jackson also owns property in the countryside. Send chills down one spine. Clayton's scary story sent chills down my spine. Swerve. The bus suddenly swerved to the right and hit a tree. Haunt. The image of the dog being hit by a car haunted me for the rest of the day.